What is the most important e-discovery issue today?
Cost control?
Technology-assisted review?
Information management?
Preservation?
From the latest cases to the newest technologies.
Our goal is to expose legal professionals to the most important e-discovery trends
with the brightest e-discovery experts.
Rulemaking,
predictive coding,
litigation hold,
proportionality,
document review,
social media,
efficiency,
ethics,
cooperation. Welcome to the ESI Report, sponsored by Kroll On Track, an e-discovery software and service provider. You are listening to the Legal Talk Network.
Hi, I'm Michelle Lang, and welcome to the ESI Report. For years, there was an unspoken notion that the only way to approach e-discovery was on a case-by-case basis, that every case was unique and similarly required a unique approach to discovery. But the cycle of reinventing the wheel at the start of each case, collecting, analyzing, reviewing, and producing data wholly disconnected from other projects, has really created a lot of inefficiency. Today's podcast will discuss the portfolio management approach to e-discovery and how to move beyond the disjointed case-by-case approach. Joining me today for our discussion are John Winkler and David Kearney, two portfolio management experts. John is an account executive for Kroll On Track. He partners with law firm and corporate clients to provide sound advice and best practices in connection with the management of electronically stored information. With over 17 years of experience in legal technology, John works with clients to effectively reduce the proposed scope of discovery. David is the Director of Technology Services at Cohen & Grigsby, where he advises on technology, legal project management, and e-discovery, litigation, and support processes. David has years of experience in managing technical staff while recommending, implementing, and managing hardware, software, and workflow solutions, including e-discovery and project management. And he has authored articles on e-discovery management best practices, forensics, and other topics. John and David, thanks for joining me today on the ESI Report.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Glad to be here, Michelle.
Well, let's go ahead and get started. Could you guys give us an idea of what the portfolio management approach is and what overlaps from a case-by-case approach we might see if we were to change our way of thinking? David, why don't you start us off?
As you mentioned previously in the introduction, the traditional approach to managing e-discovery has been a case-by-case approach to projects, or rather, matter management. Whether you're a part of a legal team in a corporation or in a law firm, it's costing both parties time and money by approaching matter management in this fashion. Although there's a little bit of a difference and a split as to how organizations work with e-discovery, the reality is that problems faced by both are very similar. What I wanted to do is just lay some groundwork. And to define, we're talking about portfolio. What is portfolio? On a basic level, and as defined by the Project Management Institute, a portfolio is projects, programs, and operations managed as a group to achieve strategic objectives. In the e-discovery realm, although cases in and of themselves are different, there are commonalities that can be unified to create efficiencies to drive operational improvements. On the corporate side of things, you know, managing e-discovery on a case-by-case basis increases costs due to inefficiency and duplicative efforts. You know, working to identify efficiencies and eliminate duplication of efforts can be achieved by approaching e-discovery organizationally as a portfolio. On the law firm side is that when matters are managed on a case-by-case basis, the law firm isn't as efficient as it could be for their clients. You know, in today's legal services environment, managing matters not only efficiently but as effectively as possible is going to help manage overall costs and provide savings to both providers of legal services and their clients. As far as overlap goes, it comes down to optimizing the entire e-discovery corpus and the related phases, from information management through collection and processing by proactively and systematically managing the information to achieve economies of scale, you know, overall striving for repeatability.
So, John, why don't you jump in as well, and maybe you could pose some questions that an organization needs to consider before implementing such an approach that David just talked about.
Basically, I believe that there are five main questions that an organization, whether it's a law firm, corporation, or government, should really ask when considering utilizing a portfolio management approach. And there are really categories of questions. But the first would be, right off the bat, do the current technology that the organization has in place, do they meet today's needs? You know, realistically, are you hosting massive amounts of email or loose data that aren't currently subject to any form of information management? Are you employing outdated tools, like just basic keyword search as the sole means for data analysis? And is it scalable? You know, can you bring on more bodies or better technology when a larger case arises? So evaluating right out of the gate what you currently have would be question number one. The second would be, do the tools meet tomorrow's needs? All right? Are you investing in the future technology that you will need? The tools that you're considering, do they have technology like predictable coding functionality? Are they able to provide advanced analytics that can help your organization cull through data, understand the data, and overall be more effective? Third question I think that you'd want to take a very strong look at would be, you know, what's it going to cost the organization? And there's a lot of things to really take a look at there. I mean, the true costs of creating or putting together an on-premise software solution are numerous. You have, when you think about it, you have maintaining a server that includes the power, security, and the maintenance. There's the cost to store the ESI that is being processed and analyzed. And of course, the cost of personnel who are capable of running the software. Other considerations regarding the cost is, you know, hey, will this technology work with other technology that is in your organization's case management flow? Because if it doesn't, you're ultimately going to have to pay for additional consulting and training and additional processing costs in order to make those multiple types of technologies work together. And then additional considerations might be, you know, viability of software as a solution and how it pertains to cost. There have been several estimates that I've read where on-premise hardware and software really only represents 25% of the total long-term costs. So when comparing, you really need to evaluate, it's not just the cost of software that you may try to bring in-house or implement, but rather the long-term cost of maintaining and supporting that technology. I'll share with you a quick story, if I may, Michelle. I had a client that had made a pretty major investment in technology, and they invested in personnel, and they invested in software, only to have a case that was way larger than they could handle. And due to the lack of scalability that the solution had, they were not able to handle the matter in-house, and ultimately their costs were rather large because they ended up having to employ a third-party vendor anyway to handle these big matters. So you really need to take a look at and make sure that, you know, the real costs of your solution. The fourth consideration, in my opinion, would be the security of the solution. How secure is the solution? Where are you going to put this technology? If you're putting the technology behind your firewall, how secure is your own firewall? And if you're having other individuals, outside counsel or somebody connecting into your network, how secure is that? If you're hosting it with a third-party vendor, you know, who is holding that data? Where are they holding that data? Is that data being held here domestically? Or are you violating some rules where you're putting data overseas that you're not even aware of? A private cloud versus a public cloud is a consideration that you really need to think about. You really want to make sure that the vendor that you're partnering with owns their environment, is able to store and secure that environment that is hosting your data or your client's sensitive data. And that can affect many other aspects, including how you plan for potential disasters and so forth. Lastly, I think the fifth major consideration that I would want to definitely consider right out of the gate would be, you know, is the solution that I'm looking at repeatable? You know, currently, most organizations are creating new processes as projects arise, and really it's highly chaotic, where with a portfolio management solution, we are helping you create, or organizations are creating, putting in place tools that ensure seamless integration from tool to tool to tool to tool across the EDRM. These solutions are predictable from a financial standpoint, where they have monthly hosting fees. But again, most importantly, you're able to have a repeatable process. And if you're doing it right, you're utilizing a solution that will provide you with tools that can help you analyze your metrics, see what's in not just individual databases and providing you information about individual databases, but rather your multitude of databases across your entire portfolio. And that can help you track trends and so forth. So vetting your technology and your current and future technologies is what makes, in my opinion, are the five considerations you really need to take a look at.
Thanks, John. That was very interesting. You know, David, maybe I could turn to you. John touched on some of the challenges when he was talking about some of the questions to think about before you would change your e-discovery approach from a case-by-case to a portfolio management approach. Maybe you could raise some of the challenges that you have seen in your experience working with the organizations you have worked with that have done this or that have encountered sort of a shift in the process around e-discovery toward a portfolio management process. Like John mentioned, it seems that e-discovery is very complicated with regards to the people component, the process component, the technology component. What challenges could you provide for our listeners as you start thinking about e-discovery in a different way?
As John indicated, to summarize, it really takes a strategic planning effort to look at how an organization is managing their overall e-discovery. It's critical. You know, one of the challenges I had early on and one of the initiatives that I'm thinking about is making sure that management and C-level support is where you need it to be, making sure these officers, upper-level management, have an understanding of what it takes to move the organization from a case-by-case approach to a portfolio approach. There is a fundamental shift in the way organizations conduct e-discovery when moving from a case-by-case basis to a portfolio, and it does require some forethought. A couple of things that come to mind is, you know, how does a corporation or a law firm conserve resources? One of the things that I looked at is, how can I possibly offer services in-house, people, processes, and technology in a cost-effective and efficient manner? I couldn't do that in-house, and that is due to the litigation profile that we have at the firm that I'm with. Can revenue be saved by utilizing a portfolio solution? You know, we're not buying licenses, we're not buying people, we're trying to build processes from scratch. Can that money that is now being saved be applied better elsewhere for other strategic initiatives? Creating a sound process and employing effective technologies to maximize efficiencies is another key component. And during this whole process, you need to keep the customer in focus. Customers now are looking for effective and efficient processes. So it does change the mindset, changes the approach. But at the end, under a portfolio, you know, management approach, there's so much to be gained. There are so many efficiencies. You can talk to your client more intelligently. So that really wraps up the things that I looked at in a nutshell.
And John, maybe before we transition a little bit here to something a little less serious than e-discovery portfolio management, any closing remarks that you would convey to our listeners as things to think about before they would make a leap like this?
Well, I think the one thing you got to keep in mind is that this is a fundamental change to the way an organization handles e-discovery, right? So I would not call that a challenge per se, but it is very much a reality that it is a fundamental change. And as Dave articulated, you need to get the right people on board for the fact that there's a change. Some folks don't like change. They're scared by change. But the reality is, if you do your homework and you study and analyze the way the program can work, it is very much a win-win for the organization involved. And it just seems to make sense.
Well, I think that makes sense right there to wrap it. You know, before we go, gentlemen, I was wondering if you would humor me for a minute and maybe we can draw an analogy between e-discovery and sports, most particularly baseball, which is nearly around the corner. Are you guys up for it?
Sure.
Sure. Let's do it.
So like I said, baseball season is right around the corner, even though here in the Midwest, I'm recording this from Minnesota where I am based, and it doesn't feel like spring is upon us because we received 4 inches of snow last night, but baseball is around the corner. And so I was wondering if I could ask you a couple of baseball-themed questions. First of all, what teams are you both cheering for next season? Maybe give our listeners a little bit of an indication as to either your current location or some of your past locations based on what teams you're a fan of. David, you want to go first?
It has to be the Pittsburgh Pirates by default. And I have to tell you, and it's probably because I don't get out much.
And John?
As a Clevelander here, I have no choice but to root for the Cleveland Indians.
So would you guys be willing to say that your teams are going to do well this season or perhaps win it all? Or is there someone else that you think is another team that you think is going to go all the way?
Well, Cleveland's overdue, and they've been making improvements, so I'm feeling pretty good about a good season.
And Pittsburgh had a really good year last year, the first in probably 20 years. So I think if they build off of their momentum, they have a good chance.
So maybe we can draw the analogy to eDiscovery then. If you were advising clients of what was the single best piece of information, not even necessarily related to how they're managing their cases and how they think about eDiscovery from a portfolio management approach or a case-by-case approach, what would be the single best piece of advice you could give your clients to help them knock it out of the park in this new year and in this new baseball season ahead of us? David, you want to go first?
Yeah, looking at eDiscovery and trying to draw the parallels between eDiscovery and sports, eDiscovery is a team effort. One person can't be driving the process or controlling the entire process. You need to take a team approach. You need to build off of the momentum of previous successes or look at others for those successes. If you're behind, take a step and say, you know, this organization or that organization seems to have a better handle on managing eDiscovery. You know, look at your processes, study them, and see where improvements can be made. There's always room for improvement, and just as sports teams do, they study their competitors. They study how they can improve their processes. So I think there's definitely parallels between eDiscovery and sports.
John?
Hey, it's spring training time. In reality, that's when the players are doing their homework, and that's realistically, in my opinion, what I feel is the big takeaway here. If you do your homework, if you take the time to understand your needs, both the current and future needs, carefully vet the security and the support of the vendor that you're going to be partnering with or the technology provider that you're going to be partnering with, ultimately will help you hit that home run.
Perfect. I think that sounds like some great advice for all of the ESI Report listeners out there. John Winkler, David Kearney, thank you so much for joining me on the ESI Report today.
It was my pleasure, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Michelle. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the ESI Report. Thank you to everyone listening, and thanks to Kroll on Track for sponsoring another show. Make sure you check out ediscovery.com. There is something out there for everyone. Until next time, I'm Michelle Lang signing off for the ESI Report.
This was another edition of the ESI Report, sponsored by Kroll on Track. Be sure to follow Kroll on Track on Facebook and Twitter, or learn more about Kroll on Track software and services at www.krolontrack.com. Thanks for listening to the ESI Report, produced by the broadcast professionals at Legal Talk Network. Join Michelle Lang for her next podcast on the latest e-discovery trends. Subscribe to the RSS feed on LegalTalkNetwork.com or in iTunes. The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by, Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, and subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer.